AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the morning after, and not everyone's impressed with what they saw last night at the presidential candidates' debate.
I thought it was more of a Netflix hour and a half stand-up special than it was a presidential debate.
Voter Shamal Prasad watching the debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton last night, the first presidential debate of the general election season. Our Mark Smith was there as the finger-pointing got underway.
Why, Clinton asked, has Trump not released his tax returns?
There's something he's hiding.
He answered he will.
When she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
She doubted his fitness to serve.
Not the right temperament to be commander-in-chief.
And he returned the favor.
Hillary has experience. But it's bad experience.
And so it went for 90-plus fiery minutes here at Hofstra University, with every reason to expect more of the same and then some when the two meet in St. Louis in under 2 weeks. Mark Smith at the presidential debate, Hempstead, New York.
The Islamic State group is losing ground, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson will tell Congress today. But that is causing them to increasingly target areas outside Iraq and Syria. Secretary Johnson says lone wolves are as much of a terror threat to this country as terrorists who call the shots from overseas. More than 9 out of 10 people around the world live in areas with too much air pollution, says the World Health Organization, and that contributes to strokes, heart disease, lung cancer, and other problems, they say. Residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are watching anxiously as the quickly rising Cedar River threatens to inundate their city with devastating floodwaters for the second time in just over 8 years. This is AP Radio News. More than 1,200 personal items that once belonged to Marilyn Monroe will be auctioned in Los Angeles in November. Shoes, purses, makeup, and jewelry. She left most of those items and most of her estate to Lee Strasberg, the acting coach who became a father figure to her, his son, David.
As beautiful as we see her, right, as we see her in her imagery, I think my father and the people who really knew her actually saw her beauty, her sort of more personal beauty, right, as a human being, not just as a star.
Marilyn Monroe would have been 90 years old this year. She died at the age of 36. Temperatures got over 100 degrees in downtown L.A. yesterday in points north and south as high pressure gripped the drought-stricken state of California. Most other areas were in the 90s or at least in the 80s. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.